A Puerto Rican-born Utah lawyer is heading back to the island for her first visit since Hurricane Maria devastated the tiny U.S. territory. And she'll be bringing with her supplies donated by people from across the Beehive State. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
After the September 20th hurricane left the people of Puerto Rico without power, water, and the most basic necessities, Dorany Rodriguez sprang into action.
A group of friends, we called each other and we said, what can we do to help our people? And we immediately said, we have to do something. So about 2 days after the Hurricane Maria went through the island, we started the relief effort.
Rodriguez was born and raised in Puerto Rico, but has lived in Utah since graduating from Brigham Young University in the early 90s. She still has lots of friends and family there. She says besides an initial supply drive, they've raised close to $250,000. But she's worried the tepid response by the White House and recent comments by President Trump may slow relief efforts down.
People are dying. People are... they don't have access to just the most basic necessities. And it concerns me when we have a leader that is saying this was not as bad as what happened in Katrina or any other, you know, hurricane. So we're just worried, and I'm saddened as well.
Rodriguez is returning to Puerto Rico this week to help deliver some of the supplies she's collected. She says her goal is to keep raising money, which she wants to use on solar generators for the island as it begins the slow process of rebuilding. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.